Speedbuilders.com. Would you describe the location where the accident took place?
It happened on the stairwell leading from the second floor landing to the first floor landing.
Approximately what time of day was the accident?
It was on or about between 9 and 10 a.m.
Was I correct? Were you moving out of the apartment at that time?
Yes.
When did you first move into the apartment?
I was there a year. The approximate date, I'm not sure of, July of 99, because I think there was a year and a month.
Would that be July 98?
Yes.
And when you lived at the apartment, did someone live with you, or were you alone?
No.
Okay, on the day of this accident, had you gone up or down the stairs earlier that day?
No, that was my first time leaving the apartment.
What was your intended destination on this trip?
Going to my car.
Were you physically taking something to move out on that?
No, I had nothing in my hands.
What was your intended destination once you got to your car?
I don't know. That's over a year ago.
Describe the clothing that you were wearing at the time.
I had on a pair of shorts and a top because it was warm that day, and a pair of sandals.
Did you have a purse or any object like that?
I think I had a fanny pack on.
And were you carrying any objects in your hands?
No.
At the location where the accident happened, is there a handrail?
Yes.
Is there one on one side or both?
One side.
As you're going down the stairs, would that be on your left or right?
It would be on my left.
As you went down the stairs, starting from the top, well, strike that, let me start over. Where did the accident happen on the stairs? Did it happen on the top landing, or did it happen on one of the steps, or at the bottom of the landing?
It happened on one of the steps.
Which step was it, as best you can recall?
I don't remember.
Do you have a sense that the step, while not remembering the specific step, was at the top, in the middle, or at the bottom somewhere?
I'd say midway.
Okay. Now, do you still have the sandals that you were wearing at the time?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Would you describe them, please?
We describe them as flip-flops. That's what we used to call them when I was a kid.
Are they the type that the rubber kind are the neoprene soles and like a...
I believe so.
And a rubber strap that comes around between the toes?
Between the toes, yes.
It's usually between the big toe and the next one over?
Uh-huh, yes.
If you still have those, I'd ask that you let us know that. We may want to photograph those.
Okay.
Was anyone with you at the time?
No.
And from what you've described, I take it was a nice, sunny, pleasant day?
Yes.
I just assumed you weren't going out to the rain with your shorts and top.
No.
Was this on a weekday or a weekend day?
I believe it was a weekday.
What was the first indication that you had that there was going to be an accident?
None.
When it actually happened then?
Yes.
And what was it that first happened in the sequence of events in your accident?
I was going down the steps, and my foot took off, and my toe snapped up under my foot like that.
Which foot was it that took off?
My left foot.
And when you say took off, did it slide forward or backwards out from under you?
I don't really remember.
And is this a case where your toe went backwards or forwards? I'm not sure how you're describing this.
It went under my foot.
This is your large toe?
My left great toe.
How about the other toes? Did they stay outward?
I don't remember.
And when your toe caught and went under your foot, what happened next?
It had a big bloody gash in it from the rocks on the steps.
You're actually getting ahead of me. You're still on the stairs.
Yes.
In somewhat of a vertical position.
Yes.
When your toe catches and goes under?
Right.
What I mean is, what happened next? Did you catch yourself at that point? Did you fall? What happens next in the events?
I'm not 100% sure. I was holding on to the railing. My foot slipped, and I grabbed the railing even tighter to try to keep from falling completely to the floor of the steps. I wasn't down. I was still on the steps. So when I fell, I was holding on to the rail, and you know how you're holding and you're walking down like this? And when I fell, I grabbed it even more with both hands to try and keep from falling. I didn't want to go down, faced first. Down on the steps.
What did happen? Did you fall further?
No, that was it.
Did any...
That was it right there, because I grabbed and held on with my other hand, too.
What you're describing is you're going down the stairs with your left hand sliding down the rail.
Correct.
On the rail sliding down.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yes.
And when you feel your big toe coming underneath your foot and you're starting to fall, that's when you grab a hold of the rail solid?
With both hands.
Did you reach across with your right hand to also grab it as you started to fall?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
Were you walking down the stairs at a normal pace?
Yes.
Walking down the stairs one foot on one step, and then the next foot on the next step and so on?
Yes.
Some folks don't do that. Did any other part of your body strike the stairs?
I don't remember. This is off the record.
Back on the record, do you have any information that there was any object or substance that contributed to your accident?
There was water on the steps. Some type of liquid. I'm assuming water.
Do you have any reason to assume that the liquid was anything other than water?
No.
There was no color to it or anything like this?
I didn't analyze it, take it in the house and say, you know, put it in a test tube and say this is exactly what it was. All I know, it was wet. so I'm assuming water. I'll just say it was a liquid.
Was the liquid clear in color?
I don't remember.
Do you have a recollection that the liquid was not red or blue or some obvious color?
No, I don't.
You don't remember one way or the other?
No.
Was there anything about the liquid that was sticky or slippery other than water would be?
I don't remember.
When you first went down the stairs just before this accident happened, were you looking at the steps?
Yes.
Did you notice any liquid on the steps as you went down?
No.